As we just heard, Senator John Kerry appears to have won another victory following last night's first-place finish in New Hampshire. His campaign is reporting that he's picked up an endorsement from South Carolina Congressman Jim Clyburn. Clyburn is South Carolina's only black congressman, and he wields enormous influence in the state. He'd originally backed Dick Gephardt, and since the Missouri congressman dropped out of the race, all the Democratic contenders have been furiously courting the South Carolina congressman. We spoke with Clyburn earlier today, and he confirmed that he had made a decision, but wouldn't confirm the news reports about Kerry, preferring to officially break the news in his home state tomorrow.
My plans are to return to my district tonight and meet with the media there tomorrow, and that's where I will talk about my choice.
And with so many news organizations now reporting that you are planning to endorse Senator Kerry, can you deny this?
I will not deny it, no.
Can you confirm it?
I will not confirm it, no. I think it would be breaking trust with the people who have sent me to Washington time and time again to represent them to make any kind of announcement about what I'm going to do outside of my district.
What were you looking for in making this endorsement? What did you need to see in a candidate?
Well, I think that it's fair to say every Democrat that I know and with whom I have spoken has got number one on the list is electability. Now, that means we have to get the right messenger.
Now, I sure wish I could pin you down on this, but it sounds like you're not going to confirm this. But if you are indeed endorsing Kerry, it's a bit curious because he hasn't been in the state since September.
That's true. I don't know that being in the state makes you electable. I think that he has enough credibility with the visits he's made, and he also has a tremendous amount of credibility with military people. South Carolina is a state that is steeped in military tradition, and these people tend to feel very comfortable with Senator Kerry and with General Clark as well, and that's why you see General Clark running so well in the polls there.
John Edwards says that he has natural advantages since he comes from the sister state to the north. And Howard Dean, who has a very large organization and has spent a lot of time in South Carolina, what are the advantages that those candidates have versus the disadvantages that Senator Kerry might have?
I've seen two polls recently in South Carolina. One poll had Edwards at 21%, and in second place they had Kerry with 17%. Another poll had Edwards at 20%, and in second place was Kerry with 13%. And that says to me that this issue of electability is very, very high on these people's minds, or they would not have these two gentlemen in their hearts and minds. I think that South Carolina is going to be won by one of those two people.
Congressman, one candidate we have not mentioned yet is Al Sharpton. He's all but moved to South Carolina, and while he acknowledges that he doesn't necessarily meet the electability test, he makes the argument that a vote for him is a way for black voters to send a message to the Democratic Party. How will he factor into the race next Tuesday?
Well, let me preface my remarks by saying this. In 1972, I went to my first Democratic convention as a delegate. I was down there in Miami when Shirley Chisholm's name was placed into nomination. Chisholm was an African-American female who ran for president. And when I cast my vote as a delegate from South Carolina, I voted for Shirley Chisholm. I understand the pride in that. I also understand the historical significance of that. And so I say to all black voters, those 27% who say they're going to vote for Sharpton, more power to you. I have been there, and I have done that. I do say to that 25% of African Americans in South Carolina who say that they are still undecided, I am asking them to take a hard look at the gentleman that I will be endorsing tomorrow.
Thank you very much, Congressman.
Thank you.
Congressman Jim Clyburn of South Carolina.